Whether it's to save money on childcare, to increase the family bond between the kids and your folks, or just because you need a break, because you need a break, don't you? Calling in your parents to help out with your children is becoming more and more common. So much so that the RACQ has announced the rise of the Nan Van. Have you heard of this? So the RACQ says new research has found nearly one in three cars that are being fitted with child car seats actually belongs to the grandparents, not the parents, hence the Nan Van. Do you have one? Are you a grandparent who's just regularly caring for your grandchild so much so that you need a car seat in your own car? Or are you a parent that relies heavily on your folks to help you out? Look, I'd love to hear from you if you are. 1300 222 612 is the number. Or you can text 0467 922 612. I mean, how different is this to what's been happening in previous decades? Well, Maggie Dent might know. She's an educator and an author of many parenting books. Her latest is Building Children's Resilience, Essential Tips for Parents of Children Birth to 12. Maggie, good evening.
How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. Now, what's going on with this? Are parents the new go-to as childminders?
Oh, look, Sarah, I think everyone out there would realise that grandparents have always been around and quite useful, particularly in rural communities because we tend to live a bit closer and we don't have childcare that we can access. So they've always been there. And, you know, but one of the trickiest things is, of course, it wasn't legal to need to have a car seat in the olden days. You know, I mean, I'm a mother that we just had to put a seatbelt over a net, over a bassinet. So in those days, we couldn't plot how many grandparents were carting their kids around. But now that there's legal requirements, we've all, you know, you'll start seeing them having to have them put in the cars because, you know, safety is incredibly important. And I'm a very proud owner of one, but I haven't got a Nan Van, just one car seat.
Well, the RACQ is saying that this isn't something that was happening 20 years ago in terms of those car seats being installed. So what else do you think is driving the change? Is it just the fact that we didn't need them 20 years ago?
Oh, look, I think what we've done in the parenting world, Sarah, is there's two ways that we make parents spend money, which is how, you know, people who make products for them obviously get wealthy. And the one thing they do is they frighten them or they actually make them feel guilty. And so a car seat's a double whammy. And now that we've also got enough statistics to show how significantly dangerous it is, I think we just know that's a sensible thing. Yes, we are looking after our children a lot more. And I think what we're tending to find, especially in our big cities, there are probably more so than, you know, smaller ones, is that both parents have to work to pay that mortgage. So any support that can be offered by grandparents is just incredibly important. Financially, however, you know, I'm going to say, of course, it's important for all the other reasons that we want extended loving family who care for our kids. So we are finding the pressures of today's world require more work. Sometimes it's, you know, for one of the other parents, it's, they both work sort of part-time, full-time, they're flexible, but they still need someone to give them a hand picking up, dropping off, and also school holidays.
Do you think this reflects an issue with the availability at childcare centres as well?
Yeah, we know we've got incredible shortages. And I think not only the shortages, but sometimes the cost is prohibitive. And I know, you know, I've actually was speaking to a couple of mums recently, and they said that when they got full-time childcare and paid for it, or even with the discount, she made $100 clear in the week after working full-time. And she thought, I could probably save $100 in my shopping. And kind of, so, do you know what I mean? That's a big factor. Cost is a big factor. And I hear also it's more the fact that, you know, for women, you lose your trajectory in your career. And I think now we're really respecting the fact that women have, you know, once again, possible career pathways that could be supported if they can keep their foot in the door, which is why they can also have grandparents supporting them so they can do their 3 days a week while the children are little or whatever it might be, or support them to get to those conferences they need to do to keep their finger on the pulse. I see that actually as a positive thing.
Yeah, it's obviously great for the parents in this situation, but how about for the grandparents? What are some of the challenges for looking after your grandchildren?
Okay, the first big challenge is if we come with all our same exact expectations of how we were raising children into the modern kind of parenting landscape, we're going to get an awful shock because, of course, so many, and I came from a pretty tough background. So, you know, seriously, we were yelled at, shouted at, shamed at, hit, excluded, you name it. We were even put out of a car if we were too noisy. Now, none of those things are actually terribly helpful for children. Now, we know we might be tougher, but we might have been a bit better without it. So the research is now coming in quite strongly at those punitive things can create issues for us later in life. So once again, when we're looking after our kids' kids, we've really got to be mindful that are we on the same page and are we, once again, trying to kind of do co-parenting in a similar way. Now, that might not just say, oh, goodness, why is that? We're pandering to today's mums and dads. But what children need, Sarah, is consistent loving care, predictability, routines. In other words, things need to be fairly the same when mum and dad aren't around. So it's actually more a way of being respectful to children. That's one of the big things. And the second thing I'm hearing, I mean, I'm only 61 and I'm reasonably fit, but my 28-month-old granddaughter runs me ragged. And I just recently had her for 5 days. And while her mummy got a new bubby, was trying to catch up with some sleep. And I ended up having to nap with her in the afternoon and go to bed at 7:30 at night. So we've got to also weigh up health and well-being of our grandparents and how much is manageable and how much actually could be just too much.
And on the flip side of that, Maggie, what are some of the best bits of having your parents involved in caring for your kids?
Look, I just can't tell you. I wrote a piece for Essential Kids not long ago when one of my girlfriends became a grandparent for the first time, because I suddenly realised that, you know, there is this amazing stuff, these amazing gifts you can have if you're prepared to open your heart and be that, you know, loving, consistent presence in children's lives, to watch their face light up when they see them, to be able to teach them some things mum and dad are too busy to. And I mean positive, not always naughty. I just can't wait to be able to teach my grandies, you know, how to play basketball, how to cook and how to weed and how to, you know, eat things straight out the garden, because, you know, basically I was raised in that sort of environment. And, yeah, it's the gifts that we want to give back and the gifts we get from them, just unbelievable.
And Maggie, I know a lot of people just love spending time with their grandkids. It's a pretty amazing moment. A lot of people do it for the love, but is it fair to expect some compensation? I mean, it is their time that they're giving up to look after these grandchildren.
I think it comes back to that honest conversations with our kids, because if the fact that we're caring for you so much means that, you know, I am actually having less ability to pick up either some part-time work if I needed it, or maybe I might not be able to go on as many holidays. I don't think that's a problem, but I do really think we need to question, is there a way we can support grandparents as co-carers? Because if we're paying them to go into, you know, childcare, I'm sure there are some that would just love an extra bit of pocket money coming from our government to take care of children, which means they're not overloading the system. I think we need to have some big conversations around that. I know I'd never take any money off mine, but that's also partly because I'm still working. So I have them in around, actually, would you believe I have it, my rest time. So again, I think it's, you know, every now and then we've got to sit down with our kids and our grandies and go, I love you to bits, I love you to the moon and back. However, 5 afternoons a week is a little bit too much for me and I'm finding I'm getting tired. So I'm just wondering if we can look at some solution where we can do 3. It doesn't mean I don't love you any less, but, you know, I am getting a little bit older and I can't bend as quickly and I can't catch you when you run. I think we need to have honest, respectful relationships in terms of communication to ensure that we get the best from both sides.
So any big tips if people are working this out with their parents at the moment, with the grandchildren, any tips for making sure that the arrangement doesn't go pear-shaped?
Oh, I just think it is that, you know, we all see ourselves from wherever we are in our life. And I was a really dynamic go-getter. I was playing lots of sport while I was raising 4 sons and, you know, teaching around the edge of it. But not everyone is. And so I had to realise as I got older and I looked back at my mum and dad who had come and give me a hand, that my mum and dad had got a bit older and I really needed to be respectful around that. And I think if you can have empathy, which says, can I see the world through someone else's eyes? I think that's a really great place to start. You know, just saying, gosh, is this too much for you? Is this okay? Tell me how much you can do. We'll work with that. So again, it's, you know, because you can get, you know, you can get trampled on. And I've heard some incredible horror stories out there that nearly break my heart because, you know, that's obviously causing pain in those children's lives.
Well, Maggie, thanks for the chat and for the advice as well.
If there's any grandie out there struggling with what do I do nowadays, let them know that I've got 3-minute blogs on my website that they can get some great tips where they don't have to read a great big parenting book, but it's pretty great. Back to basics, 3-minute tips that'll make them just be awesome co-parents of today's kids.
Fabulous. All right, we will take a look at it. Thanks for the advice. And it's so great, I think, that grandparents are spending more time with their grandkids.
Oh, heavens, yeah. So good.
Yeah, more family time. It's great. All right, thanks, Maggie.
Thanks, Kate, Sarah.